Voters in the disputed state of Kashmir yesterday began the first of four rounds of voting for a new state assembly. India hopes the election will provide legitimacy to its rule over the country's only Muslim majority state. Kashmiri separatists, with the support of India's rival Pakistan, have been fighting for more than a decade to end India's control over Kashmir. India and Pakistan have fought three wars since independence from Britain, two of them over the disputed region. Several Kashmiri militant groups had promised to disrupt the election, but there were no major incidents. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi. What more do you know about yesterday's voting?
Well, the voting, I would say, from the Indian government's point of view, has to be considered a resounding success. The deputy election commissioner says the turnout was about 44%, and the violence that had been expected from the militant separatist groups really didn't materialize. Now, whether that's by their own design or because the security forces didn't allow it, it's hard to tell. Indian officials did say they killed eight militants yesterday morning near the line of control before the polls opened. And they say they killed another nine the day before.
The turnout is a surprise?
Yes, but you have to remember that this was just the first of four rounds of voting. And having said that, I don't think many here were expecting a 40% turnout. Most predictions were around 30% tops. Many Kashmiris were expected to stay home because they believe, as Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf said last month, that these elections are a farce. And others were expected to stay home because of the threats from the militants to disrupt the election. So the fact that so many people turned out was a bit of a surprise, especially if you consider that the all-parties Hurriyat Conference, that's the political umbrella group of the separatists, the Hurriyat declined to participate in the elections and called for a general strike yesterday in the Kashmir Valley, which was only partially successful.
Have there been allegations of vote rigging?
In past elections here, definitely. The security forces were accused of forcing people to vote, going door to door, rounding people up to take them to the polling stations, and beating those who refused. The security forces, the government, were also accused of inflating the numbers. Now, the Indian government, of course, has sought to play down these allegations, and this time around, there's a lot more scrutiny of the voting process by the international community. So, yesterday, there were some complaints of people being made to vote against their will, but not that many, not so far at least. And I think the government is fairly conscious of the fact that these elections need to be seen as free and fair and transparent.
What's the importance of these elections?
These elections are very important for the Indian government because the Indian government wants to show that Kashmir is a part of India, it has been a part of India, and it will remain a part of India. And if enough people do go to the polls, it will show, the reasoning here goes, that the Kashmiri people are participating in the political process and do have some say over how they're governed, the whole India as the world's biggest democracy idea. The last couple of times there's been voting here, the consensus was pretty much that the thing had been rigged in favor of the government-backed candidates and the numbers inflated as well. This time, as I said, the Indian government is looking for some legitimacy. They want to show the world that everything is above board and that despite the separatist insurgency, most Kashmiris just want to live in peace as part of India. That's the government's hope anyway.
Why do they spread the voting out over 3 weeks?
Simple answer, security. With the level of violence in the valley, to hold the election on a single day would require far more security people than the Indian government has in Kashmir already, and that's quite a few. Most estimates put the number of Indian army troops and paramilitary forces there right now at about 500,000. That may sound like a lot, but it's felt here that staggering the vote and having the security forces very visible, very high profile, and very well deployed will help keep the level of violence down. And keeping violence down is very important because the big fear here is that the militants will, at one point during these elections, stage a large attack in Kashmir, and if enough people are killed or wounded, the situation could get out of control very quickly.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.